This is Hot Start, and I'm Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And you are listening to EAA Radio.
Right.
We covered it all, didn't we?
Almost.
Great.
We got one more little thing to cover.
And that is?
The fact that the A4 was called the Tinker Toy because it was so small compared to the rest of the aircraft.
Gotcha.
That's what one of our great listeners gave that to us on our Twitter feed. Thank you very much.
And we're joined by Mr. Steve McCaughey.
And he does not fly Tinker Toys.
Apparently, he doesn't fly with shoes either. Why is that, Steve?
No shoes.
Hey, what we say is the fun way is no runway, so we're the flip-flop flyers. So flying seaplanes is the way to go.
Seaplanes, yes.
The seaplane.
The tricky part is the pre-flight, because how do you get out on that wingtip? I've always wondered that. You can't reach out there.
We manage.
I imagine there's some pretty good stories about...
Slipping
off the floats of airplanes doing a pre-flight.
Oh, I would never have done that. Have you ever seen the crosswire? How you get from the tip of the front of the float from the bow to the other float? You actually walk like a tightrope.
Oh, nice.
There's a wire that goes from one float to the other, and you have to traverse that wire around the propeller to get to the other side.
Actually hanging onto the propeller?
Yes. I would be hanging onto anything I could find.
And note, master off.
Yes, yes, please.
Mags off.
And remember that propeller, even without the mags and the electrical system being on, it still moves.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, you got to hang onto the hub or something.
Or both blades, not just one.
No, a three-blade prop's probably harder to hang on to. But anyway, we digress.
Wait a minute. What do you do with a turbine aircraft? You
hang
grab
on.
Hold of the prop and it's going
well,
to
not too
you're going swimming.
Yeah.
How many turbine seaplanes are out there? Not that many.
There's a couple. You've got the Caravan, of course, very popular
right now.
Turbine Beaver, Turbine Otter.
New life to an old machine?
There you go. They're a wonderful, wonderful power plant on them. Actually, there's even a Turbine Mall seaplane.
Oh, my goodness. It must climb straight up.
It does. Actually, it holds the world record for the time to climb 0 to 10,000 feet for a float plane.
Wow.
So
that's got to be incredible.
Alan Jackson had one. It was great.
Yeah, the floats are hanging on for dear life.
Yeah, so is everybody else. Well, that's wild. Well, you're part of the Seaplane Pilots Association.
No, he's the president of the Seaplane Pilots Association.
El Presidente.
I'm more than a member. I'm the president.
Yeah. Wow, does that sound like a bad hair commercial?
Yes, it does.
So you're trying to put the adventure back in aviation. You mean there's not enough adventure in it now?
Well, just imagine. I mean, you guys need runways, or most pilots need runways. 80% of the world is covered by water. So 80% of the world is a runway for us. You know, every landing's different. For someone landing on a paved runway, you know what to expect. You know, it's going to be
I kind of like that.
That's usually the key to success because, you know, every airplane...
Because I'm a really crummy pilot.
and what a lot of people overlook is the fact that you can land any airplane on the water. But some
once.
Of them you'll
once,
do it once.
Right.
Yeah, but no, you know, it allows us to go camping. We can go fishing, we can go hunting, we can go hiking, we can go to very remote areas, very accessible, and usually within, you know, 10 to 15 minutes of even a major metropolis like Chicago or Milwaukee, we can be out in an area where there are no roads to get to a lake. So you have all the water, you have all the lake to yourself, and there doesn't need to be a road or a trail. And, the, you know, with all the eco-friendly things that are going on right now, we have no impact. You know, we come in, we don't need a boat ramp, we don't need a dock, we don't need a road, we don't need a trail. So we can go in without disturbing these areas and see some really amazing, pristine areas.
Sneak in and sneak out.
That's exactly right. My only question is, how do you pitch a tent in the middle of a lake?
Well, you pull up on the shore.
You pull up on the shore. Even lakes have land around them.
Well, that's the theory anyway. But you guys are also advocates to keep a lot of the lakes and everything, especially with the National Park Service, trying to keep those areas open for seaplane pilots to use them, or float plane pilots.
Exactly. You know, there's a lot of pressure on water, whether it be for environmental reasons or like California, where the water is going away. And as that water goes away, they're getting more restrictive on that water. My job, the job of the association, is to go out there and protect these waters and to work with the state, local, and federal governments to ensure that we do have access. And most of the reasons why we are prevented access access are really assumptions. They're not facts. Our safety records are amazing. When you look at the boating safety records, you know, we have a big fight in Colorado right now, the only state in the union that does not have legal seaplane flying. And they kill more people in boats per year in Colorado than we have fatal accidents in the entire country in seaplanes. So if you're looking at risk assessment and what their risk tolerance is, they accept this kind of risk in a boating world, and yet they're shutting us out for quote-unquote safety reasons.
Yeah.
They've already demonstrated a risk that says we have the capacity to accept this, whether they like it or not. This is what's going on. And in Colorado, they have 83,696 registered boats. Well, there's less than 10,000 registered or licensed seaplane pilots that are active in the country.
Right. So we're not talking a large influx here.
Yeah, there's 30 seaplanes in the state, and they're worried about us instead of the 83,000 boaters and their impact. So that's our job, to go out there and make sure that we educate people and work with these agencies.
Well, they've been watching too much TV news.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, you know, that is the problem, getting past the perceived images and everything, because people, seaplanes aren't safe. Well, you know, wrong-o on COLA lovers, because they have a good record.
Your boaters, you know, in most states, boaters don't have to have a license. You know, by the time someone gets a seaplane license, generally they're a private pilot. Generally, they've done some more advanced training. They might be tailwheel pilots. So, you know, they might have $60,000 invested in their flight training by the time they become a seaplane pilot. And so they're very good stewards of the water. They're very conscientious about safety operations. And so that's what, here again, we just have to educate people and work with them.
Well, you know, one other thing that they're probably overlooking is the fact that many of the boating accidents could be, and I'm not saying they are, but they could be alcohol related.
Absolutely.
No. You're kidding.
And that's not a factor for us, I hope.
Yeah.
That's another big thing that we talk about, that there is a higher propensity for the alcohol related incidents on boats. Boats are, and seaplanes, you know, can operate very compatible. We are not a hazard to boats. If anything, boats are a hazard to us.
Yeah, especially wave runners. But anyway.
And especially if there's alcohol involved. You always hear about
that. What
does
it take to be a seaplane pilot? Do I have to be a Joe super pilot, you know?
No. There's a lot of attributes about becoming a seaplane pilot. Number one, it's the most fun you're ever going to have in an airplane. I was talking to Patty Wagstaff about this. We go back a long way. And, you're going to become a better pilot through better stick and rudder skills. There's 79 schools across the country. Usually in 3 days, you can go get your rating. There's no written test. There's an oral and a practical test. So it's very enjoyable. And in a lot of cases, you're going to be in a J3 Cub. You're going to have a stick between your legs. You're going to have the doors down. It's just highly, highly enjoyable. And it's a great experience. And it counts as a BFR. And for $2,000 or so, it's going to be one of the least expensive ratings you could ever do in your pilot career.
And most fun.
And most fun.
And we get the bathing suit when we're all done, right?
Absolutely.
That's right. Well, instead of taking your, you know, cutting your shirt like they do in the when you solo, do they throw you off the airplane?
There you go.
I think we need to start that tradition. Yeah.
That could be a lot of
fun. Don't give them any ideas now.
Just make sure that you leave your wallet and your cell phone and anything valuable in the airplane before you go for a drink.
Yep. Yeah. One thing, that is one of the hazards of flying seaplanes, is you tend to be a very good iPhone customer.
I bet.
Oh, man.
I bet. Flying off saltwater different than freshwater?
Very enjoyable. I think it unlocks one of the more enjoyable aspects of flying seaplanes. Maintenance becomes more expensive. You have tidal issues. You have other things. But flying in the Bahamas, it doesn't get any better than that. I took my wife. We go there all the time, but I took my wife in a 206 on amphibs to Bimini for her birthday. And, you know, it doesn't get any better than that.
I'm doing the wrong thing
for
a living.
You got that right. We got to get into some of this. Jeez.
We need to do radio on floats.
I'm telling you, radio on a float plane. This sounds like from Bimini.
Like another Dierks Bentley song. But anyway.
Well, we talked about this before. You know, we even got married in a Grumman Albatross in flight. We took off Lake Mead and did the ceremony over the Grand Canyon.
Nice.
And so it's a little bit integrated into my life, I would say.
Yeah, yeah.
that's part of that adventure and romance we were talking about.
Well, it's very interesting that you took off from Lake Mead. Here's another guy who got married in Vegas.
No, he got married over Vegas.
Over Vegas.
That's different. And then he jumped with the flying Elvises.
There you go.
And there's all kinds of news about seaplanes here this year. Man, they're just taking Oshkosh by storm this year.
Icon is getting ready to go like mad. And
they just took an order for 20 caravans on amphibious floats the day before yesterday.
Oh, my.
We've got some big stuff coming out. And, of course, we have our corn roast on Thursday night, 700 seaplane pilots. And we welcome the general public or anyone that wants to learn about seaplanes to come on in and join us. And they can get tickets at Hangar C at our booth over there at 3167 and 3168.
Oh, maybe, you know, I haven't been down to the seaplane base in a long, long time. Me,
I've never been there.
I'll give you a carrot. I'm going to go in the dunk tank.
Oh!
You might even get a chance to throw a ball.
That's all right. I don't throw well either.
Yeah, you're another one who throws like
We're going to have Bert Rutan there. Bert Rutan's coming.
Yes, this new project.
The Ski Gull. Yeah, his last airplane ever that he's going to design is a seaplane, and he's just fallen head over heels for seaplanes, which is awesome. So Bert Rutan's coming, and we're going to auction off some signed. We had him on the cover of our magazine last issue, and we're going to have him sign some of the magazines and auction them off to raise some money.
You're not going to put Bert in the dunk tank, right?
Don't be so sure. I'm trying to get Mark Baker in, too. Mark, if you're listening, you're going in, buddy.
Bring your suit.
Hey, listen, you know who else you might be able to get to do this? We saw Jack Pelton shotgunning a beer with Dierks Bentley. I bet you he'd be up for it.
Let's call him up.
What a charity event that would be.
There you go.
All right, Steve, it's always good to have you.
A pleasure, guys.
Definitely going to try and get over there one of these nights.
Yeah, we got to do it. We got to get over to the seaplane base.
Got to go get wet.
Got to fall off a plane.
There you go. This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie, and you're listening to EAA Radio.